Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is January 20, 2021 and we are here in Israel, the Holy Land, the only Holy Land in the world that God of Israel gave us, holding sure to Joseph Biden's inauguration as the 46th American president. With much love and care and graceful blessing, we say so long to President Donald Trump that kept the world interested with a keypad strokes. Not for nothing we had such a major league president that was so active and so productive to bring back the American spirit. And yes, not many are happy with the result, but this is America and this is our system. And if we don't believe, how can we work together? And we must and we will. There is so much in the game, and and we are happy to congratulate Joseph Biden on his election. Now, I was happy to hear that England standing up and going to deploy the warship to the South China Sea once it's ready, to make a stand with America and to say to the world that we're working together. We may think that we have a game changer in the White House, but we all know that we will keep on working on to fight the coronavirus and to deploy our best expert to work together. You know, 2 million dead so far in the world. And in the United Nations, Chairman Antonio Guterres talked about the vaccination distribution. He says that we need the manufacturer to have a fair distribution. Science gives us hope, but we need to work together. Global solidarity at this time will help defeat the virus. It means that we need to send it to all, no matter what kind of level of economical level you have. And he's right. So we're going to take it in the next segment, and we're going to see what we have to do about it. Okay, let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I want to welcome all our friends from around the globe, from United States of America, from Israel, from United Kingdom, from Australia, Germany, Canada, France, and Spain. Hello, everybody. It's so good to have you again here. Guys, it's exciting day today in America. I know that the celebrations are not as regular, and United States is under stress because they think that something will happen. God, first of all, let's make a prayer that everything will be good and that transaction will be smooth, because we have so much to do and so many things to deal with. And congratulations on the first woman vice president, Kamala Harris, that made it to, she broke that glass ceiling. God bless her way in the White House and in America. And I hope that she will be instrumental to change the world as we see it from the women version. Now, America has a little moment of, negation of if it happened or not. But the truth of the matter is it's a well-oiled machine that goes to automatic while it's in, you know, in crisis. And this is the best things that you have to learn in every subject that you learn. In time of stress, the training will kick back. That's the best thing that I learned while flying. He said, you know, you train, but if something happened, you just go to automatic. And that's what America is going to go to automatic. They're going to reverse everything, will change. And Donald Trump is going to be honored everywhere he goes in the world. He's going to have an exceptional life. I'm sure he's going to be, rewarded for all the effort that he did for in the world. And I trust that in Israel we will be blessed, sending him a lot of gratitude for everything he did, and for the Ambassador Friedman that worked hard with him. Now, the idea of having a new deal now, it's happening. Now we need to understand what's going on with the Iranian deal, because the first things that Mr. Biden decided to do is to go back to the Iranian deal and fix it. And if he say he fix it, it's because it's so urgent. It's so urgent, like it's a life-threatening. And it's important that we all come together and without hoo-ha. And I know that Bibi Netanyahu is huffing and puffing Iran for the last 20 years. Since I remember him, he's always complaining about it. And he did nothing because he cannot do anything. He just talks so much. But Biden, I trust that with John Kerry, that is a limb of negotiation, and we have a lot of people that are actually involved. And today I had the opportunity to find out that there is an organization named NTI, N like Nancy, T like Tom, I India. It was created to assist in the process. They have experts that they bring together years of experience of the highest level of government and research, tackle nuclear, chemical, biological, and radiological threat. And this is a great thing. And if you see the list on this NTI organization, you will not believe it. They will help and they will be instrumental. Now, you remember, if we work together, like Gutierrez said, you know, about the vaccination, that we need to be together on all the distribution level, because one country got too much, and if she has too much, you need to do redistribute, return it and give it to other countries that don't have. And he's right, because there is no way that one country will get it all and that or not. Now, as far as Israel goes, I think that we are the guinea pigs for Pfizer, and nobody can say nothing. And the fact that they take our private medical instrument is illegal, as they know it in America, and any American can, you know, complain about this. So be aware of that. But on the rest of that, talking about together with NTI about, you know, the vaccination is one thing, but now we have a global effort. And I got an invitation from another think tank that wants to define terror and work against terrorism, against anything that armed the world. So if we have cooperation, global cooperation, maybe it will be time, like a global government, like Albert Einstein talked about it, you know, like 100 years ago. Amazing, but he saw it coming. Of course, you need to have United Nations is a great thing, but is not facilitating anything as far as collaboration between world. It's a fact. Nothing we can do about it. Of course, we are very happy they exist, and sometimes they take care of Africa very well, and the major organization are good. And I know that they send now the World Health Organization members to China, which not all of them were accepted, but they did. But as far as the Iran deal, you see, Iran deal did not include missiles. And missiles is something that when America signed with Russia, they signed for missile control and, wrapping up the nuclear facilities and how they do. And they cooperate very well, Gorbachev, with Reagan. And now that we have Russia, that they play it as like the bad guy all the time. But I'm telling you, if you are in her grace, maybe she can be very instrumental helping us sustaining stability in this time of transaction. You know, when they change government, you need to have new government, new cabinets, and you all start. And of course, so we start with Iran. Iran can try to bully us all and feel stronger. But it's not going to be it's not going to be smart of them, because Israeli are not ready to take any risk anymore. You need to understand, life in Israel, people, Arab people were mentioning the fact that we have we are scared all the time, and you know, we are not scared, we are concerned. We know what you guys, what they did to us all the time. And I'm not doing the victim routine, but the state of Israel were created to safeguard the Jewish people. The fact that we didn't even arrive to flourish as Jewish people, because we are combating wartime constantly. And the fact of the matter is that we're going into a fourth election right now, just show you how tormented the population is, and how they are not easy with the direction of the country. And as far as I'm concerned, if you are the Holy Land, if Israel is the Holy Land for the whole world, it needs to be, you know, regarded and guarded like one. And there is no reason for the rest of the world to deny us from worshiping God Almighty. And people say, "Why you are? We're denying you. You give us something, and then you take the heart of it. Doesn't make sense." And in the next segment, I'm going to talk about it, because England had a very, very loud declaration this week that I need to address, and it's not an address that I can take, you know, by the way. I need to talk about it. So let's talk about the Iran deal. The Iranian deal was a deal that did not reflect the good wish of a stable Middle East. If we like it or not, they didn't advise with us. We weren't a part of it. And if we are the target of the major enemy of America, because we are like the subsidiary of America in the Middle East, now we should be talking to them. And they have no privilege whatsoever to determine that we are not a part of the negotiation. You know, you do deal with enemies, and they are planning to destroy the world. And if they are doing so, we need to stop them. And if they are not going to do that, you know, in their way, if they are not going to isolate that nuclear facility and stop reproducing and enriching uranium, we might have to reconsider what we are going to do, if America like it or not, like in 81. And there is no other way. They need to stop. People say, we're not going to let them. It's not about not letting them. It's that somebody is helping them. And we need to stop that somebody who helping them. And for the Iranian people, by all means, I know some of them, and they're very nice people. I know people that used to work with the regime that worked for the children of that regime that were working with America and before the Shah arrived. It's amazing how beautiful people they are. They are so graceful and so polite and so lovely, and we dance together, I'm telling you, with Iranian. in America, and a musician there said, "This is peace, you know, to see you guys all dancing." Yeah, because we don't hate each other. They are beautiful people, smart people, very courageous one, and we love them. It's only the crazy one that wants to kill us all, and they are all over the world. That's why this is a global effort to stop the world from going crazy. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, "Hey, we've got to talk about that." So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem We Love. You know, first of all, let's celebrate. This is a great day. It's a great day because we have a new president in America. We have a new vice president, a woman vice president in America. And Donald Trump is going to be the most famous celebrity in the world because he's going to rock the world. And at least it will be more interesting because he's going to come around more often. I hope so. And if we have a chance to meet him, that would be awesome. Now, let's talk about what's going to happen now as far as the Middle East go, because the Jewish people have to understand. First of all, to all my Democrat Jewish people, friends, you know, I understand where you are and understand your concern, and I do know how good you are. So, by all means, we have an issue here with people that become Jewish and try to convert, and we accept them or not, the reform. We have to debate, but I will ask you to make a forum for that, and we can start talking. And, you know, paper will do great. You guys are a scholar, and you understand the value of written world. It's about time we stop doing propaganda against each other and start talking about this. But more of that. We have a lot of goody two-shoes in the Jewish people, and especially we have some in the Labour Party. I know that we have in England some of them that were damaging, or also in America, God bless him. We have people that worked with Hamas, helped Hamas, and they think that Hamas is the best thing in the world, which when they want to destroy Israel. So, first of all, you're not goody to shoes if you like a terrorist, okay? A terrorist organization will never be will give you a discount on your moral value or your scale that you see it on, okay? But let's not philosophize you. I want to be simple and talk dirty to you, okay? Turkey, we're not going to talk about, you know, the philosophy, because that's what I study in the University of South Carolina, and I love it so much, but I cannot waste time on this now here because I don't have somebody to debate it with, especially when I invite people that are old, that they cannot hear what I say through this factor. We need to establish a better way to communicate, but I can tell you that. They're going to come, the Palestinians are ready. They are deciding to have an election. We had one of the children of students of the Orta in Ramle calling it. I said, what about having the Klan, you know, as a new to replace Abu Abbas, because it's time. And sure enough, they decided that they're going to have in May an election. Hallelujah. Now, they want to have an election also in East Jerusalem. I just want to remind you all that in 2005, when they allowed them to have an election, only 5% of the habitat of East Jerusalem went to vote. And all the rest went to Israeli Social Security to cash their check. You understand? They prefer stability over, a promise. And after being dragged by the Palestinian Authority for more than 20 years with promises, we're talking about 30 years since 93, almost it's 28 years that they've been talking since the Oslo Accord. And what happened is that we've been through so many wars. And people, I listen to Al Jazeera. I love Al Jazeera because they're very smart. But the problem is that propaganda is one-sided, okay? You never give us, well, you give some, the idea, people can go and talk. But, major league people from Qatar cannot talk about, balance information. So every time they attack us, we need to go and attack them back. Just stay in put. We're not going to hurt too much. But it's not because we did not defeat Hamas. This is what Al Jazeera said. Israel did not succeed in defeating Hamas. That was never one of our purpose. We never wanted to defeat Hamas. We actually let them be electable in 2000 election. The fact that they chose to be terrorists, and when we gave them the possibility to become policymakers, people who built a country, we gave them back Gaza. Nothing. They throw it all out, and they're still sending those balloons or... Oh, they have a missile to blow, I love it. They miss, so they say it was the thunderstorm. So we have a thunderstorm that changed the balance of power in between Gaza and Israel. But the Palestinians are going to come and to the table with their new election having. Okay, now they're going to come before Biden and Kamala Harris or Kerry and all the new congratulations Secretary of State, which, Pompeo was a wonderful one, so we'll miss him a lot. But this guy, I heard that he's nice too. And they're going to come and they want to bring the Palestinian issue back to the table. And sure enough, last week, England had a wonderful, wonderful idea to come out and say, guys, don't build in the settlement because, you're interrupting the idea of two-state solution. So, England, you came out, you brought us a problem. You said that we are the problem. England, now let's hear it, okay? I've been working so hard over the years trying to learn what you guys did. Okay, so the Mandate of Palestine after Balfour Declaration in 1917 was in 1923, they had a San Remo, 22, 23, San Remo conference, which they distribute the Palestinian land that includes Jordan to the Jewish homeland. And sure enough, they gave the mandate to England. England, Great Britain then, add the paper of mandate to Palestine to facilitate the creation of the Jewish state, a Jewish homeland, right? In Article 5 of the mandate to Palestine that you English got was saying under no circumstance you should transfer any of that land to any other entity. Let me repeat it. Article 5 on the mandate to Palestine that was given to the English would say, under no circumstance you should give any part of that land to any other entity. And what you did? You cut three-thirds of the of the land, and you give it to a deal maker, a Saudi sheikh that needed to send his... his son and give him a kingdom. So you created a Transjordan. Why it's called Transjordan? Because it crossed the Jordan River. It has no entity. It has no right to exist. This country never was in the realm of anything, or maybe in the biblical time. Of course, there was always other tribes that were sitting there. I'm not trying to cancel that. But what I'm saying is you had the paper for the Jewish homeland and you took it. And now you actually have the audacity. Let's not talk about the election in America. Okay, audacity, English labor member that pushed their envelope too much. Now you are saying to us that our settlers are, disturbing. And what about your disturbances when you're cutting our ancestor homeland from under our nose and under stress? Think about what we had. We had 1933, the beginning of the Second World War was happening. And we all erupted together. It's a few years after the stress will come started. And you guys just give it out. And then now you want to build us another country between the Jordan and the land of Israel, Tel Aviv. Now, I want to ask you, do you want to divide London? Or because I could start pushing the Ireland or Ireland and the Scottish page real bad. And trust me, I'm very good in that. I'm so good in that, you know, I changed many, many maneuver over the year. 30 years I've got it. That's why I'm here today to call upon you. Stay back. And give us back the homeland. Now, Transjordania become Jordan. They have a Palestinian queen. Let them settle the deal with King of Jordan because he needs to concede. Now, if you took Jerusalem away from us, Temple Mount, the holy site of all, and you want to give it to some other entity against your mandate and against the divine purpose that the King George wanted to give us back, you know, against his memory. You guys are, working against the clock, and look what happened. Look what happened. It's going to go bad. It's going to go bad because it's divine. Divinity doesn't, you play with divinity. It's going to be at your own risk. Temple Mount belongs to the Jewish people. Tell King Abdullah to concede. It's time for us to rebuild our holy temple, and I'm not kidding. It is time. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back after this.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I hope that England doesn't take it too hard. I really talk Turkey. I love you all. I love the Queen, but you guys push it, and you're pushing my people, and you push my the house of my God away for so many years, and I'm old enough that I want to inquire it. I want to rebuild it, and people here think that it's crazy. You think you convince them that it's so far fetched that it's even not reasonable to even ask for a holy temple in the Holy Land. You guys, I don't know who is not normal, but definitely the people who thinks that the holy temple does not belong in the Holy Land is actually something wrong with them. But let's talk. We're done with England. We're not going to touch you. I love you all, you know, just kiss and peace. But let's talk about Russia. Russia, we had the opposition leader to Vladimir Putin coming back, Alexei Navalny. They told him, you know, after he got poisoned and was well and went to get recovered, to recover himself in Germany, and they told him, if you don't back, we'll arrest you. If you don't come back, we arrest you. And sure enough, he went. He was so sure they're not going to arrest him. And all the people in the airport were waiting for him. And the airplane was diverted to a different airport. And they arrested him. Now, Mr. Putin, you know what? I belong to a club that we know the history, right? This incredible club, Royal Order, gave me the opportunity to see many important and lovely people close and be in touch with them. Now, you know what we can do when we work together? Everybody can understand. And I've been watching, there is a program on TV, on Netflix, like what else to watch, right? Of the Tsar, the last Tsar. And I saw how they dismantled the royal house of Russia, which was incredible story and cruel and sad. And I understand the willing of a lot of people to forget it and to bring, Russia to a different age. But if you open the door, if, you know, the Iron Curtain was lifted, if we open the door, Russia, to the world, to work, they still are afraid of from you all the time. And you show us again and again that they might be right. How can we go on? How can we go on with Russia that you were so instrumental in this, you know, in the 2013 evacuation of the chemical weapon? And we're grateful for that from Syria. You know, you did so good. And it was feeling like we're coming back together to a different age. And I know that the Democrats are a little skeptic because they have so many scars to show from. And we really, really think that it's time that Russia show us her beautiful colors. I know it's a great country. I know it's too cold for me to visit, but one day maybe. Guys, we cannot. Right now, with the hackers, with the spy condition that you can see on the net, everybody is watched for, everybody is with camera. We don't need to blow anybody close and personal. It can be from far. They can use so much. We can destroy this world in 2 seconds, guys. We all know. And we have some incredible capability. People that don't understand and they're fanatic, like Iran, that wants to destroy, you know, they see the Jews, they want to kill us. No, guys. We have a purpose. And that's the important thing about that, to understand why we are here. And every time we wake up in the morning and see the sun shining, don't you remember there is a God? And I want you to understand that I'm here, doing it every time for God's sake. And because I love this world and I love you people and I love people from all over. And I try to learn the language too. I speak a few, and sometimes I mess so bad. And I know that the French don't like when I speak French because my accent, even though I'm trying to do it really well, but I wish I could speak like they do because they are fantastic and they're so smart. But the idea is we need to work together. And I know that Benjamin Netanyahu is the man that wants to destroy everything just to walk on, you know, body of his opponent and walk. You know, it's the cruelty of That diplomatic asset, even my dog will start barking because he knows when I'm not happy. I'm serious. I want Russia to come to the table to become one. And if you see, the deal is like this. We need Iran to be to the table and Russia will be there. We want Israel to be there. I'm sorry. You want Russia to go to a different level? Give us the balance of power with you all and America. We want to pass a space on the table. Why? Because it's our interests, our livelihood. If not, you cannot blame us. And please don't tell us where to build a house or not. Did you see the occupation of all the land of Israel that been made by Arab, that they declare themselves Palestinian? All those Israeli Arab that lives here, they have a blue ID, and they call themselves Palestine. They run in the Knesset and they call themselves Palestinian. Did you see the audacity of these people? In America, there is a rule, a law that say if you your fed loyalty is to another place, you cannot serve. And they are loyal to an entity that doesn't exist, never existed, and they still in the Israeli Knesset. So the question is, if you want to work so hard to bring the Palestinian issue back to the table, and you have a new campaign for the election and all, not a problem. But are you going to take those Israeli Arabs and put them there? Because it's going to be in Jordan at the end of the day. They have enough space and they need to start. I don't know what's the deal of the century is doing, but you know, all the peace accord with the Arab nation, we welcome them and we're happy with them, and I'm sure that there will be others. I just want to remind you all that in 2002, the initiative of the Saudis for a global Arab world was a following of my letter to the United Nations ambassador of Saudis. That was my initiative. Like, my initiative were so many things. Like, I was kicking the move of the embassy to Jerusalem for 23 years after APEC passed it, because once they passed it, they forgot that it exists. I'm just saying to you, my work is instrumental in so many format, and sometimes you recognize it, sometimes you don't, and I really don't care because I do it for God's sake. But I love to be your friend and to be your teacher, or you be your a consoler, whatever you want, as long as we make sure that we bring a new page to this world. And in this page, God of Israel has its own place and holy temple. That's all. It must be, because that's why I'm here in Israel. Holy land and all. You know, I lived in America for so many years. I had a blast there, and anybody who knows me there, you know how successful I was. And, you know, the medals and the titles are on the wall. So they would speak for themselves. Now I'm spiritual being, and I want God of Israel to be honored, and he deserves to be honored, because he's God of Israel, and there is only God in this world, and Bible can state for that, and whoever believers can follow us and become a part of this incredible universe. Now, just remember, the idea is not somebody is better or not. The idea is that there is only one God, that he wants recognition from all of you all. And it's not us to recognize. You see, we recognize. We are the ashes of Holocaust. We are the ashes of what happened to the Jewish people through 2,000 years. Not just Holocaust. We had an incredible long, long time of pogrom all over the world, and you know, the Roman and the Greek and the Babylonian way. You know history. And it wasn't invented one. Try to find the Palestinian history. Let's see if they got one. They don't. They don't have money. They don't have any leaders. Before Yasser Arafat, never spoke about them. So we want the God of Israel to be recognized as the God Almighty. And the Holy Land is supposed to be a land of peace and happiness. Now, whoever wants to sell us more F-35 like you do, America, and you took all the money, all the budget for F-35. Now, if we're statistically, we're supposed to be, you know, the adding edge for America, and you give us only F-35, I want to ask you, what are you thinking? You know, I need ground troops, right? No, but I don't want any more army. I want school. I want to teach the children, the Arab, the Israeli, the Druze, everybody. But this is the Jewish nation, and the law of nationality will remain as it is. I lobby for it. That's why it's sealed in the book. So God bless you all. We are running out of time. I love you. Peace. Peace, love, and congratulations, America. Love you all. Ciao, ciao.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom! Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.